Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Our Green and Gold analyst joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul Emig, how you doing today, man?
Good, Bill. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me ask you first and foremost. We know we have Davante Adams as far as one of the wide receivers for the Green Bay Packers. You know Geronimo Allison's coming back, and that's the guy that I circle. I keep telling people, Devontae's really, really good. We all know that. But if you want to circle somebody, if he stays healthy, circle Geronimo Allison because I think he's a hell of a wide receiver. Then there's Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and then you get down to Jamon Moore. Jamon Moore has all the talent in the world because I saw him open, but dude has stone fingers. Do you have concerns about the wide receiving core of the Green Bay Packers at all?
You know what, Bill? I don't. In fact, and I don't want to equate depth with playmakers because there's a big difference between, you know, a battle for the number five and number six spot on the depth chart. A big difference between that and saying that there are five or six really high quality receivers on the team. There might be, right? But in terms of the depth of the wide receiver group, in a lot of ways, there's too many guys for not enough roster spots. At least that's how I look at it right now. Jamon Moore is still clearly battling himself and trying to find out, you know, if the Bill Michaels assessment of stone fingers is correct or if that's just him struggling again, you know, for the second year in a row. So that's a big question mark. But honestly, you know, between Equanimeous St. Brown, adding him into that mix, I think we all agree. It's Devontae, it's Geronimo, and it's MVS. Okay, great. Who else, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you start adding in Alan Lazard and Darius Shepard and Trevor Davis, you know, who at some point you would think it's going to at some point become not just a return guy and a special teams player. And I kind of feel like, Bill, that Trevor Davis is an exemption that unless they can find somebody who can be a better gunner, unless they can find somebody who can be a better special teams ace, I almost kind of feel he's on the wide receiver depth chart, but he has an asterisk next to him. So the other guys, though, if it's not Jamon Moore, so let's fill it out. Let's fill it out. I mean, what are you thinking? Six wide receivers, Bill?
At least six.
Okay, see, I would doubt if they go seven only because I think they're in a situation where they have to keep possibly four tight ends. You know,
right.
So if that ends up, because if they keep Jimmy Graham, obviously,
mm-hmm.
third round pick, Jay Stoneberger, okay, two.
Yep.
I assume Mercedes Lewis because of his blocking ability.
Right.
And Robert Tonyan's getting first team reps, so he's not going anywhere. So you have to keep four tight ends, which is higher than, I don't remember them the last time they've kept four. I mean, I felt like three was pretty normal for the past, again, new head coach, right? We have to probably wash our brains a little bit. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to exceed six wide receivers. So Devontae, Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison. At that point, then, I mean, I think Kumerow's a lock. Do you agree? Where are you at?
Kumerow's a lock. I would be shocked if Kumerow wasn't here.
Agree entirely. So you have Kumerow. I'm not saying Kumerow's number four necessarily on the depth chart, but I think he's a lock. So that's four locks. Trevor Davis. So here's who fills out those last two or three spots. Trevor Davis, Equanimeous St. Brown, Jamon Moore, Darius Shepard, Alan Lazard. I mean, that's five players at various levels of production. Now, Shepard and Lazard flashing and, you know, Jamon Moore not flashing. But, again, you can't teach the size and speed combination that Jamon Moore has. So, you know, do you stick with a guy who doesn't, quote-unquote, deserve a roster spot, but who you invested highly in and who you obviously believe in? Is Brian Gutekunst willing to part with a fourth-round pick 15 months after drafting him, and I think that will be a difficult question to answer. Now, if he starts to get some positive stock going in training camp and has a good preseason game or two, great. But, you know, obviously the way you introduced him is stone fingers and everything else. Like, he needs to prove pretty much, like, more than any of his counterparts that he can actually catch a football when open, because otherwise your size and your speed combination are all for naught. So, you know, I think the top four are locked. We agree on Kumerow being sort of fourth and locked into that spot. Unless St. Brown has an injury, I think he's on there, Bill. I mean, I know he has a little bit of an injury right now, but unless that's a long-term thing, they're not cutting him, I don't think.
I don't think so either. And I look at St. Brown as kind of like the poor man's Donald Driver. I mean, I think this is a guy that can go over the middle, big arms, long stretch, big wingspan, and big hands. He's more of a possession guy, but you're going to need that guy.
And again, you know, injuries can still happen, and St. Brown is dealing with one right now, severity of which, you know, doesn't seem like something that would put him on IR for the year or anything. But yeah, so, I mean, so then he's five, Kumerow four, St. Brown five. I don't think they're cutting. I mean, they're either going to keep Trevor Davis or Darius Shepherd, who started to return some punts and kicks. So that's number six. You know, one of those two guys is number six, which leaves Lazard, who's obviously a long shot at this point, but then also Jamon Moore either as the seventh guy or as on the outside looking in and not making the team. So, you know, yeah, I think if you were to put a percentage out on, I would put Jamon Moore's at below 50% right now, with, granted, a lot of weeks left for him to prove himself if he does so.
Let me ask you about the defense, because Oren Burks and his injury, we don't know if it's going to be season-ending or not, but nevertheless, Oren Burks and his injury, what does that do into your linebacker thoughts?
I mean, it affects it a lot. Pro Football Doc seems to think that this is at best, you know, a late season designation to return, and that would be on the optimistic side. So, you know, if that turns out to be the case, you're looking at three quarters of the season at least without Oren Burks. I think on the positive side, you know, even on the first exhibition game, you saw Summers really flash, their seventh-round pick from this year. Does that mean he should be like a full-time player at this point in his career as a rookie seventh-round pick? I mean, you probably would rather not. And I'm sure Brian Gutekunst is going to be scouring the market to try to find some depth. But in terms of like an impact guy, boy, I mean, Blake Martinez's health and impact on this football team has probably never been more important, because he already has – a lot on his shoulders, manning the middle of that defense from an inside linebacker's position. But now you don't really have, you know, that obvious next guy. Because, again, I mean, Summers really liked what he did. But do you want him, you know, playing 80%, 90%, 100% of snaps in his rookie season for a team that obviously aspires to be playoff caliber, championship caliber, et cetera? Probably not, you know. So it's going to very much challenge their depth there. And I certainly wonder if, you know, a Josh Jones, who, you know, was pretty defiant in the offseason when he requested a trade and has since backed down from it, that he's a safety and he's not going to play inside linebacker, and that's not what he's, you know, but maybe that forces him to maybe he sees that as his opportunity to make the team now, right? And beggars can't be choosers, where he says, okay, well, if I want to make the 53 in Green Bay, this might be my chance to do that. But that's obviously a bit more of a non-traditional route. So, you know, I think first big injury here happened, and it happened very early in the first preseason game. And, you know, again, if you want to take Pro Football Doc, who's pretty darn consistent, this is a season ender or darn close to season ender for Oren Burks.
Paul, always good. We will chat again real soon, and obviously get a preview going into Thursday night's ball game as well. Okay.
Sounds good, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it on. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.